The Holy Roman Empire, the end of the pornocracy. Now, I'm sure you thought, oh my God, didn't we finish that two times ago? And then we had all those popes mixed in. Well, that was just the kind of in the middle of it. It's still going to last until we finally get a true leader in Otto the Great. So let's briefly end this period of the pornocracy. Now, the era of the Heterocracy, didn't end with the collapse of the Carolingian dynasty. It was actually the beginning. From the Cadaver Synod and Sergius III to the coming of Otto, also, by the way, called Otho, remained an era of corruption and decadence in Italy, but also of unification and consolidation in Germany, which is where we're heading to after this show. While Italy sank into utter depravity and folly, Germany's rise found true leaders where Italy had none. With the assassination of Emperor Berengar, the new power struggle immediately ensued as petty kings, counts, dukes, and of course popes strove for the precious title. John X was not quick to appoint a new emperor. The throne had become more of a title in recent years than a true office for whatever reason. John X waited. The following year, Masseroziia convinced Albert I to take Rome by force and compel John to crown him as emperor. Albert did as he was advised, but failed. Albert was killed in the battle, and John X forced Masseroziia to look upon her husband's dead body to show her what she had wrought. His death left Hugh of Provence, variously called Hugo, or Burgundy, or Italy, or Provence, or Arles, Lusignan, and Guido, for Guy, the Marquis of Tuscany, as the two primary contenders. Masseroziia, now a senator and a patrician, or a patricia as she chose, she picked Guido as the most likely successor and married him, aspiring to add empress to her already impressive list of titles. The following year, however, John X gave his support to Hugh of Provence, who was now the king of Italy. He signed a pact with Hugh, but did not yet offer him the crown. He would never have the chance. Masseroziia was enraged by John's actions. Her mother was now dead, and Masseroziia had no allegiance to her mother's former lover, John X. She and Guido stirred up accusations and slander and eventually led to a full revolt. John X's own brother, Peter, would be killed before his very eyes in the Lateran itself, and by 928 he was deposed and cast into the dungeon of the Castle de San Angelo at Masseroziia's orders. The very next year, she silently ordered his murder, and he was suffocated to death in his cell. Masseroziia made sure that the next two popes were but puppets of her will. If Guido was not to be emperor, neither would Hugh of Provence. In 931, Masseroziia's bastard son by Sergius III was now old enough to take office, and Pope Stephen VII, or VIII, was conveniently assassinated, leaving Masseroziia free to force the election of her son, Pope John XI. Still better luck was the passing away of Guido. This left Masseroziia a widow again and free to marry Hugh of Provence, the likely new emperor. Unfortunately, Hugh was still married to someone. This inconvenience was quickly erased when Hugh murdered his wife and had his own brother's eyes put out for objecting to his marriage with Masseroziia. Then Masseroziia's legitimate son by Albert, who possessed the same name, became resentful. Albert II was sickened to see his mother marrying a vile man for the sole purpose of attaining more power. Albert made his displeasure known, and at the ceremony, which he was obliged to attend, Hugh is said to have turned and slapped him before all. King Hugh and Masseroziia made a bitter enemy, and they would live to regret having the disgrace. Within months, Albert II incited a revolt. He reminded the people of Rome that they were once masters of the world and said that they were now but slaves to the Burgundians who sat as the king of Italy. The people, too, were angry at the marriage. Indeed, debased as Italy had become, they were still nominally Christian, and yet a bastard pope officiated the wedding of his own mother to her brother-in-law through another political marriage. It was too much. In December of 932, Albert II and an armed mob stormed the Castle de San Angelo. King Hugh managed to escape with the help of his men, but Masseroziia was captured and imprisoned by her own son in the San Angelo dungeon. The macabre irony was that Masseroziia would spend her last 54 years of her life in the very dungeon where she had imprisoned so many innocent people herself. Alberich II was now the supreme authority in Rome. He had himself proclaimed the Prince of Rome, senator, count, and patrician. He spared John XI's life, but kept him a prisoner in the Lateran, a personal slave to Alberich's will. Naturally, a public war ensued between him and Mazzarosa's husband, the King of Italy. The very streets of Rome sometimes ran with blood, but life bustled on as usual. For nearly 30 years, Italy and the Holy Roman Empire would exist without a true crowned emperor, until finally Otto rode into Rome as much as Charlemagne had before him and liberated the city from its own folly. What a mess. And Mazzarosa makes Jezebel look like a nun. Now the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.